crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Some high school baseball to get this brand new week of the show off and rolling. It was a busy one for the Emory Spartans. They, too, traveled to Nevada this past weekend. They were in Mesquite for a four-game tournament. And very interesting. They had to play the same team three times in four games. You don't see that too often, but it's just the way the tournament broke. We're going to talk a little bit about this past weekend right now with Coach Sean Alton. His team remains unbeaten at a perfect 5-0 in the season following a 4-0 trip to Nevada. Coach, as always, I appreciate you taking out the time to join us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Coach, we'll start by talking about this past week for you guys. I mean, not too shabby at all. You guys travel to Mesquite. You have four games in just a couple of days, and you guys come back perfect 4-0, and you top Virgin Valley in the tournament championship game Saturday. So all in all, it was a good weekend for the team.
It was. They played extremely well, and I'm very happy with the team.
As far as the pitching performance, that's what I really want to dive into immediately here, Coach, and talk about what you guys were able to establish on the mound. I mean, looking at the box score in the championship game, I know Zach Jorgensen was really good for you guys. Pitched five innings, gave up just three hits, struck out five. So, I mean, all in all, when you look at all the pitching, starting pitching performances front to back, how did you assess the way the kids performed?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they did phenomenal. You know, that's probably the one thing that really stands out in my mind, Jordan, is the way the kids performed, the way they competed. They just got it done on the mound. And, you know, more importantly, with the way these new pitching rules are, they threw a lot of strikes. And we made plays for them. So I was extremely pleased with the way our pitching went.
Tell Gardner was another individual I know that pitched very well for you guys Friday against Virgin Valley, the same team that you guys beat in the championship. He gives up just five hits in six innings. He strikes out eight. I mean, so all in all, again, a very strong performance from Tell Gardner. He's gotten off to a great start so far this year.
He has. You know, he's our senior leader, and we're going to look forward to him competing the rest of the year. And he, even in the North Stampede game with the two innings that he threw, and then on Friday, you know, he went out there and competed, and he did extremely well, as did Zach Jorgensen and Race Nielsen for us. So,
Easton Gordon also picks up a win right over the weekend on the Hill?
Correct, yeah. You know, you can't leave out Easton Gordon. He come in. He's been a basketball player all winter, really hasn't done much with the pitching aspect, but he come in and competed, and he did extremely well for us as well on the mound.
You know, one of the things that stands out to me, Coach, is you guys prove that you can score a lot of runs. You know, you won a couple of games, 13-1, you know, putting up 11, 12 runs, and then you guys also manage to eke out a 5-2 win. So in the early going of the season, you've proven that you can win either game, getting it done defensively or offensively.
Absolutely. And that's probably the second highlight, Jordan, for me, is that we're able to get runners on, we're able to advance them, and then the kids are really believing in themselves, believing in the system that we're trying to instill in them, and they're just getting it done at the plate, and I couldn't be any happier.
When you travel on the road like that, Coach, it is a little bit of a journey, and you're there all weekend long. I mean, I know it can either go one of two ways. Winning makes it a lot easier, doesn't it? I mean, these first road trips of the year, when you're winning, things just seem a lot more kosher. Everything just goes a little bit more smoother.
It does, especially on the road. You know, you always worry about that in the long road trips, and what are the kids going to do and the motels and that kind of thing. But you know what? I was extremely proud of them. They took care of themselves. There were no issues. You know, they policed themselves, so to say. And they just stayed focused and focused on what our goals were when we went down to Mesquite for this tournament.
I guess that's kind of been the story all year long. You know, as you follow these kids through basketball, football, they are now into baseball, wrestling, whatever it is, it seems like the senior group at Emory High School has just been really they've been problem-free all year long.
Absolutely. You know, they've just been focused, and it seems like the group really knows what they want to get done and what they want to do and how they want to come out and compete. And I can't be more proud of what they've accomplished thus far.
Now, Coach, in your eyes, what did you want to get accomplished the most? What was at the top of your list? I mean, I know it's always great to win games, definitely, but it's a preseason tournament. So in your mind, what was the main objective of this tournament?
Really, to look at our pitching and see how we would hold up. Because honestly, I mean, it kind of shows what's going to happen maybe in a state tournament setting. And so when you look at the Thursday, Friday, Saturday schedule and having those four games, I was really looking to see how our pitchers would compete, what would really happen with the pitch counts and that sort of thing. And I'm extremely pleased. You know, Coach Renson and myself, when we look back on it, that was one of our main concerns and how to manage the pitching. And that was, you know, our biggest highlight.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, it's the is it the most important aspect of a high school baseball season, your pitching rotation?
It can be. I mean, that definitely plays into it, but also, you know, the way you manufacture runs and really all aspects of it. But more importantly, this year with the with those pitching rules, it becomes how do you manage the pitching and how do you manage, you know, where do you go from there after someone gets into trouble and the trust levels and so forth.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Sean Alton of the Emory Sport and Baseball Team. Coach, if I take a look at the offensive numbers, a couple of individuals that were really good for you. First off, Logan Labrum stands out. I mean, in every box score that I looked at, Logan had accumulated multiple hits, had a couple of RBIs, and this is one of the seniors that you and I had talked about last week. Looked like he performed very well for you offensively.
He did. Logan was amazing down there. He, you know, he's swinging the bat really well right now, and he's just hitting the ball hard and putting things into play for us. So he is doing extremely well for us right now.
Another one we have to talk about is Jordan Boletka as well. It looked like he performed quite well at the plate for you.
He did. You know, and really, I believe that everybody did, you know, very well in all aspects, especially throughout the five games. Really, everybody had their time to shine at the plate. And Jordan, right now, he's our leadoff hitter, and it seems like he's getting on base a lot, and we're able to capitalize on that.
Things will somewhat slow down for you. I mean, that's a lot of baseball in a three-day span. But now, Coach, you guys will move on. You'll take on the Union Cougars this Wednesday. It's going to be another road contest for you guys. So another opportunity for these kids to travel and get to know each other away from Emory High School.
Absolutely. You know, Union's a respected program, and we're looking forward to the tradition of playing them a home and away. And you know, they do have a good program, and I'm looking forward, you know, for the challenge and seeing how our kids hold up to that challenge.
Seems like we get Millard at Friday at home, Coach, and then after that, the schedule's really going to pick up. I mean, next week, you guys are extremely busy. In a seven-day span, you'll play four games. So a little bit lighter this week, and then you dive right into it.
Absolutely. It's kind of nice to have a little bit lighter schedule this week, and then next week, like you said, Jordan, it does pick up, and it's going to get tougher, and I'm really interested to see how the kids respond to that and how they compete, and I hope that, you know, they're well prepared for what we've kind of had instilled with them with the schedule thus far, and I'm looking forward to it, to get us ready for that region play here in a couple weeks.
You know, talking to Coach Gordon in the past, one of the things that he always, that we would talk about is that there's just not a lot of time to actually practice. I mean, when you're playing so many games in such a short period of time, it's very difficult to actually find practice time. Not going to be the case this week. I mean, you actually have some time to take the kids out on the field and fine-tune some things. What does the schedule look like, Coach, when you have a week where you have two games compared to where you have a week where you have four games? I mean, what's the difference between the two?
Well, like you said, I mean, you just nailed it on the head, Jordan. It's time to focus on fine-tuning this team. You know, obviously, we can always get better. There's some things that we can definitely work on, and we're going to look at the small things and work on those and try to fine-tune ourselves and get better as players and a team so that come that region time and state time, we can be right there at the top with the rest of the teams in the state.
No, it's obviously still very early, Coach, but now that we're five games into it and with, you know, the winter sports season ending and the baseball picking up almost immediately, is the team where you expected them to be or maybe a little bit ahead of schedule? I mean, how do you view where this squad is at right now?
I would say probably a little bit ahead of schedule. The one thing I wanted to do was to really instill the situational hitting, and these kids are very quick learners. They picked up on that, and the way they've manufactured runs, as you mentioned before, putting up the number of runs that we have, I'm extremely pleased. Now if we can just take this momentum and continue to run with it and fine-tune. I think we're going to be a team to reckon with come later in the season.
Well, we got a fun slate of games, to say the least, right ahead again. Union on Wednesday, and then Millard Friday at home. That'll be the next home game for the team. Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk with you and get an update on what the baseball team has been doing. Congratulations on that successful weekend in Mesquite, and hopefully that momentum will carry over here over the next 3 to 4 games.
It will, and I appreciate your time, Jordan.
Definitely. Coach Sean Alton of the Emory Spartan baseball team. Again, they'll continue the season this week. Wednesday, they'll travel on the road to take on the Union Cougars. And then on Friday, they're back home to take on Millard. Very busy time for the team next week. They'll play 4 games in 7 days. We've got a break for just a moment. We have an NASCAR update right around the corner. Also, we'll talk NCAA tournament. The bracket is out. Some of the big surprises and more. It's all straight ahead here on this Monday edition of the show.